Where did you go? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
A sad life will be exposed.
no dealer and no deals. 'Cause you're a man without a soul. How do you think this story ends? It's not a matter of how. It's just a matter of when. 'Cause it's coming down.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
That is just not going to happen because it's such a highly transmissible virus.
Through an incredible amount of work by the federal government, we have a big, big, beautiful overcapacity.
We're going in the right direction, but the right direction does not mean we have by any means total control of this outbreak.
They have a very low mortality rate like we do. We have a low mortality rate also.
The number of deaths are likely higher than that number.
The people aren't going to stand for it. They want to get back. They're not going to stand for it. They want our country open. I want our country open.
There is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
If Barack Obama was the president of the United States, this would not have happened. We would have had competent, professional people. We would have had someone like Ron Klain in charge of it, not the Confederacy of dunces that we see running around the West Wing.
So Barack Obama, okay, the failed president, and his Sleepy Joe vice president, they had H1N1. Remember H1N1? I like the N-word, but they had H1N1. And they lost 12,000 people. That's like 12,000 great Americans lost to this horrible virus. On the other hand, we're doing a tremendous job with the COVID, the invisible enemy, trademark bending. We've got 80K. We're up to 80K. Okay. That's a great thing because it's closing in on a 401k. Remember 401k? It's one of our great investments. So we're going like so well. We're going to have a 401k soon. We're at 80K. We're going to be at 401k. But Obama and Sleepy Joe, I call it Obamagate. Okay. I call it the Obamagate. And they lost 12,000 people, and that's so much worse. Because we're doing such a great job with 80K, soon to be a 401k. We'll see what happens.
And our country has been incredible. And you see the numbers, they're dropping very substantially. The numbers are coming down very rapidly all throughout the country.
That's not true. And a new previously undisclosed report from the president's task force reveals that is not true. Hours after the president made that claim that cases are on the decline, NBC News obtained a White House report that COVID-19 cases are indeed spiking in heartland communities across our country.
What you've seen in the task force's own reporting about what's going on in the country is that there are surges, little brush fires all over this country right now as the president is going out and telling folks that all over the country the numbers are subsiding. He's telling a story that is absolutely at odds with what administration officials, even working on his own task force, even his own appointees are finding.
We have to get our country open, and we have to get it open soon.
That's me and Corona. That's me in the spotlight, abusing my position. trying to blame Chinese flu. And I don't care if you have caught it. Oh no, I said too much. F*** it up. I thought that I heard you coughing. I thought that I heard you wheeze. I think I'm at the old folks' dime.
We can't keep our country closed. We have to open our country.
One of the things about this virus is that it doesn't care who you are or whether you believe the virus is worth staying inside for. You could still catch it. Case in point, we learned today that one of Trump's personal valets has tested positive for coronavirus. Well, maybe this will help the president understand how scary it is for the average American when one of their personal valets tests positive. Now, the president's fine, but this was a risk. Given that Trump's valets do not wear masks, and the valet who tested positive works in the West Wing and serves the president his meals.
Metaphorically, you're sitting here. He's desperately trying to run away from the virus, turn the page, focus on the economy. And almost in like some sort of like evil movie script, the virus is going, oh, no, you don't, Mr. President. I'm coming inside your house.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to slice you up.
Who is this?
I'm going to chop you like liver.
What do you want?
I'm in the house.
Mr. President, the virus is calling from inside the house. Get out of there. Then on Friday, we found out that Katie Miller, the spokeswoman for Vice President Mike Pence, tested positive. This is super serious. Katie Miller has attended nearly all of the White House coronavirus task force meetings in the Situation Room, which they've now temporarily rechristened the incubation room.
CBS News has learned a personal assistant to Ivanka Trump has tested positive. The Secret Service has also acknowledged COVID cases in its ranks, and a member of the president's military valet was recently diagnosed.
Plus, three of the most high-profile members of the coronavirus task force, including Anthony Fauci, will be in self-quarantine for 2 weeks. No! Dr. Fauci, we need you! If you're not around, all the health decisions are going to be made by Jared Kushner, the MyPillow guy, and William Barr in a sexy nurse costume. Now, some White House officials are getting worried, like economic advisor to the president, Kevin Hassett. On Sunday, Hassett said this on CBS's Nation Face.
It is scary to go to work. You know, I was not part of the White House in March. I think that I'd be a lot safer if I was sitting at home than I would be going to the West Wing.
Really? You work in the most tested place in the world and you're scared? Hey, I've got a spooky story for you. You're driving on the highway late at night when suddenly a hideous old man rises up in your back seat and says, "You should go back to your job at the meatpacking plant. Donnie want burger." Upon learning that Miller was infected, Trump said this about tests.
So she tested positive out of the blue. This is why the whole concept of tests aren't necessarily great. The tests are perfect, but something can happen between a test where it's good and then something happens and all of a sudden she was tested very recently and tested negative. And then today, I guess, for some reason, she tested positive.
In the history of dumb things said by Donald Trump, and remember, there will one day be a library filled with them, that might be the dumbest thing he's ever said, putting it in the running for the dumbest thing ever spoken by man. She was tested and didn't have it. Then she got it. Then the next test showed that she had it. Does Trump think the tests are good only if they tell you news you want to hear? My girlfriend took a pregnancy test. It said she wasn't pregnant. Then we had a bunch of sex. Then for some reason, all of a sudden, the test says she's having a baby. That's why these tests aren't so great. The test really should start wearing a condom. The president was reportedly pretty upset. A White House source said that news that someone close to Trump had tested positive for coronavirus was hitting the fan in the West Wing. Luckily, the White House fan is so caked with poop at this point, it no longer spins. Now, this news is inconvenient for the president because it gets in the way of Trump's core message that we've got to open up the country as fast as we can. And to that end, the CDC has actually already prepared a detailed document with step-by-step advice to local authorities on how and when to reopen. But the administration has shelved the document. It's just another part of the president's long-running campaign, The Less You Know. The report was supposed to come out last Friday, but then the White House told the CDC scientists that the guidance, quote, would never see the light of day. No, because it's damaging to me politically. Plus, if you want to fight coronavirus, we all know that light of day has to go inside of you, okay? It's called boofing sunshine. I'm boofing on sunshine. Whoa! Trump might want to get rid of his own White House's guidelines, too, because most states that are reopening fail to meet White House guidelines. And in more than half of the states, case counts are trending upward. Positive test results are rising, or both. There's one group that Trump is really worried about, because in a recent poll, Joe Biden held a 10-point advantage over Trump among voters who are 65 and older. Huh. So I guess old people aren't inspired by Trump's message of, to appease the wrathful gods of Wall Street, I will build a pyramid of your ancient bones. To make himself feel better, this afternoon, Trump had a press briefing in the Rose Garden, and he got it going with one of his classic lies.
As far as Americans getting a test, they should all be able to get a test right now. They should be able to get a test. If somebody wants to be tested right now, they'll be able to be tested.
Okay, that's not true. A lot of people want a test, but they can't get one because they don't play in the NBA or aren't a tiger in the Bronx Zoo. So if you want a test, you got to work on your three-pointer or eat a raw gazelle. Then one reporter asked why the people around Trump can all get tests when many Americans can't.
There doesn't seem to be a double standard here, Mr. President, where members of your own staff can get tests frequently when they need it, but ordinary Americans cannot. So when will the rest of America have the same access that members of your own White House have to testing?
And you know what? If we didn't get the tests, if we did no tests in the White House, you'd be up complaining, why aren't you getting tests for the White House? See, we can't win because if we didn't get the test, you'd be up. I understand you very well, better than you understand yourself.
I understand you better than you understand yourself because I am more you than you are you. And believe me, as you, I'm so mad at me about the way I am treating you, me.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked why ordinary Americans don't deserve the same access to testing that government officials and corporate executives get, and she mocked the idea of widespread testing as absurd.
She said at Honeywell, the president was told by the folks at Honeywell, as was the team, that they didn't need to wear masks. The reason he was told that is because the people who would be interacting with him had all been tested and had been shown to be negative before that took place. I guess so the president had those circumstances. Obviously, he's the president. But why shouldn't all Americans who go back to work be able to get a test before they do to feel comfortable in their own work environment to be interacting with other individuals?
Yeah, well, let's dismiss a myth about test right now. If we tested every single American in this country at this moment, we'd have to retest them an hour later and then an hour later after that, because at any moment, you could theoretically contract this virus. So the notion that everyone needs to be tested is just simply nonsensical.
Oh, good point. Maybe we should also stop providing food, too, because people will eat a meal and then 4 hours later, they're just going to need another meal. Or under quarantine 20 minutes later. But listen to what she's saying there. She's saying you don't need to be tested to go back to work, but the president and everyone around him need to get tested so he can go back to work safely and freely engage in all his favorite hobbies like shaking hands and touching his face, coughing onto other people, and licking chip dust off doorknobs.
There's so many Cheetos. There's a real Cheeto vibe from the doorknob.
That's what this is all about. They just want to protect themselves while telling you that you need to be a warrior and get back out there to get the economy going. Virus be damned. They're all Billy Zane from Titanic shoving themselves through the crowd to get onto a lifeboat while the rest of us float in frigid waters and cling to a door that Rose probably could have let us sit on because, you know, there's clearly enough room. The point is, they're looking out for themselves, not you. That's why they're testing themselves and stuffing bailout money into the pockets of big corporations and the wealthy. In fact, today, it was reported that the CDC had even written guidelines for safely reopening, but the White House buried them. The Trump administration has shelved the document created by the nation's top disease investigators with step-by-step advice to local authorities on how and when to reopen restaurants and other public places during the still-raging coronavirus outbreak. That's right, the CDC wrote a plan for safely reopening the economy, and the Trump administration covered it up. In fact, Trump even said this week he doesn't think we need that much testing in order to get people back into the workforce safely.
Look, we have so much testing, I don't think you need that kind of testing and that much testing, but some people disagree with me and some people agree with me.
No, no one agrees with you. I haven't seen one public health official say, you know what, testing is overrated. The importance of widespread testing is like the one thing they all agree on. So Trump doesn't think we need that much testing, or at least he doesn't think you need that much testing. He and everyone around him, of course, have a completely different standard.
Everybody traveling has been tested. We have great testing, and literally they've been tested over the last hour. And the test result comes back in 5 minutes. We have great testing, or they wouldn't be allowed to travel with me. So they're all tested. Everybody traveling on the plane.
Oh, I see. So ordinary Americans being forced back to work can't get tested, but you and everyone around you can. And look, I get that he's the president. He's going to get tested before everyone else. But the point is not that the president shouldn't get tested. It's that if he wants to force working people back into the economy prematurely in the middle of a deadly pandemic, he should make sure everyone else can get tested too. But Trump doesn't actually care about that. In fact, he went to the Honeywell factory without a mask to create the illusion that everything is fine and we can all get back to normal.
This is going to go away without a vaccine. It's going to go away, and we're not going to see it again, hopefully, after a period of time. You may have some flare-ups, and I guess, you know, I would expect that. Sometime in the fall, you'll have flare-ups, maybe. Maybe not. But according to what a lot of people say, you probably will. We'll be able to put them out. You may have some flare-ups next year, but eventually it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. You know, there are some viruses and flus that came and they went for a vaccine. They never found the vaccine, and they've disappeared. They've never shown up again. They die, too, like everything else. They die, too.
Holy Your strategy for dealing with coronavirus is eventually everything dies?
Look, I'm no political scientist, but I'm guessing killing voters in an election year is going to be awkward at best. But Trump has a plan for that. A senior official predicted Trump will soon begin publicly questioning the death toll as it closes in on his predictions for the final death count and damages him politically. So he's going to question whether the deaths actually happened. He's gone from being a birther to a deather. And if there was any justice, he'd be a lifer. And denying the deaths of Americans is next level cruel. It's also not going to work. They'll be gone. People will notice. What's he going to do? Billy, sit down. I need you to be a strong little soldier because I have some bad news about your grandpa. He was never real. All your memories of him were implanted. Now take this red pill. It's Adderall, and it's fantastic. You'll be able to drive a nail with your eyeball. So, who's going to sell Trump's message of, I don't see dead people? It's none other than Trump 2020 campaign manager and baby chick who just set the barn on fire, Brad Parscale. This morning, Parscale tweeted, for nearly 3 years, we've been building a juggernaut campaign, Death Star. It is firing on all cylinders, data, digital, TV, political, surrogates, coalitions, etc. In a few days, we start pressing fire for the first time.
Rebel base in range.
You may fire when ready.
Commence primary ignition.
Have you not?
First of all, Brad, it's refreshingly honest of you to say you're the people in Star Wars that were designed after the Nazis. But have you seen the movie? Spoiler, it doesn't end great for the Death Star. And I'm going to go ahead and say that a deadly pandemic is maybe not the best time to associate yourself with something that kills the population of an entire planet. And if anything, Trump is the opposite of Darth Vader. He won't wear a mask, and I'm pretty sure his line would be...
Eric, I'm not your father.
But I have to admit, it would make a catchy new campaign shirt. Trump 2020, objectively bad with easily exploitable design flaws. Trump spent the weekend tweeting about how Barack Obama committed the biggest political crime in history. So one reporter asked the obvious question.
What crime exactly are you accusing President Obama of committing, and do you believe the Justice Department should prosecute him?
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected. And it's a disgrace that it happened. Some terrible things happened, and it should never be allowed to happen in our country again.
What is the crime exactly that you're accusing him of?
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody. All you have to do is read the newspapers, except yours.
It was a horrible crime. Everybody knows the crime. Crime committed against me. You don't have a clue. But if you look at the clues, it was Mr. Black in the conservatory with the lead pipe to Colonel Mustard Stain.
Trump also threw a hissy fit after getting challenged by two female reporters, then took his lack of balls and went home.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
You said many times that the U.S. is doing far better than any other country when it comes to testing.
Yes.
Why does that matter? Why is this a global competition to you if every day Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.
What, sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
I'm telling you. I'm not saying it specifically to anybody. I'm saying it to anybody that would ask a nasty question
like
that.
That's not a nasty question.
Please go ahead.
Why does it matter?
Okay. Anybody else? Please, go ahead in the back, please.
I have two questions.
No, it's okay.
But
we'll
you pointed
here.
To me. I have two questions, Mr.
Next.
President.
Next, please.
But you did. You called on me.
I did, and you didn't respond, and now I'm calling on
Sorry, I just
the young lady in the back, please.
I just wanted to let my colleague okay. finish, but can I ask you
Ladies
a
and gentlemen,
please?
Thank you very much. Appreciate
but
it. You thank you very
me.
Much. Thanks for the song.
From Lucinda Williams, Swedemason, Nouradian, Chaudhry, Matt Saywood, Joe Gilmore, Golden Earring,
thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, Anthony Fauci, Steve Schmidt, J.L. Corvin, Brian
Williams,
Stephen Colbert, Chuck Todd, Kevin Hassett, Peter Alexander, Kaylee McEnany, Seth Myers, Will Huff, Tarkin, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, Han
Solo,
Philip Rucker, Wagia Jiang, Caitlin Collins.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.